Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Is it Nevin time?
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin.
Good morning.
Look at you in your short sleeves. You're a great man for short sleeves.
We're getting ready for the summer, aren't we?
Getting ready for the summer. That's a cue for a song. We haven't time for a song because you're here to talk food.
Two recipes.
What have you got for me today?
We're doing lamb, actually.
Okay.
And, you know, this is the season for beautiful Irish lamb. And they've got really good, the farming community, because you can enjoy Irish lamb all year round.
Of course.
Which is fantastic. We're going to do something I've probably never done in your show, and it's lamb's liver, which some people like. Maybe take with a pinch of salt, but I'm going to. One of my favourite cuts then is the grilled lamb chops. So two different recipes, and we're going to do with the lamb's liver some soft polenta. So it's kind of like an Italian kind of stuff. We seem to be doing a lot of Italian recipes over the last while.
That's okay,
but we still love them.
Yeah, well, absolutely, lamb's liver. It's a funny thing. I was talking the other day on the radio about my mother. God bless her, she was a gorgeous woman, but cooking liver was not her strong suit, because she'd be making sure that it was cooked
through.
Oh God!
And as dry as a board.
You could fling it at the wall, bounce back at you.
My mother used to get liver, might have been pork or lamb, either one, and then with stuffing and wrap it in bacon.
Oh
yeah, yeah, and she'd bake it off. Yeah, never a big fan of it, but some people love it.
I know, and again, mainly I think people who had it when they were small, like children's food, you know that thing.
It's true.
But anyways, so it's lamb's liver, scallops.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Very thinly sliced.
All right.
So the lamb's liver, very thinly sliced into little scallops. We were talking about the chicken scallops, which means just thin slices.
Yes.
So we're going to pan fry that. But before we do that, well, let's talk about the polenta. Polenta is like in Italy, and you probably had it more times than me. But like we eat our potatoes. Mm. So it's made with maize meal, so it is. So in Italy, what they do, they get chicken stock, or you can use vegetable stock, some milk, so it's nice and creamy. Instant polenta, which is a maize meal, you get that in the supermarket. And then what you do, lots of parmesan. So grate that in. So you boil up that, add in your maize meal, let that cook slowly, and then we put 4 spoonfuls of mascarpone, which is a creamy Italian cheese. It can be very bland, so that's why I think good chicken stock, the parmesan cheese is essential. We've mentioned a lady, Marty, many times in your show, Carol Stockmarket. She's based up in Derry, and she does the beautiful, fresh, clean is mean no nasties, chicken stock. She's extant.
Okay.
Carol Stockmarket, just for your listeners.
What would be a nasty?
Well, nasties would be additives and different things that shouldn't be in there.
Okay.
She just has roasted chicken bones, and she has vegetables and water, and that's it. And maybe some herbs.
Okay.
There's nothing else. It's clean, no additives. Very good question.
No,
you do this with a chicken stock. I'm not knocking them. Or a cube, excuse me, but hers is brilliant. So you bring that to the boil, you make it, and it's a soft polenta. Now, sometimes we do this in the restaurant, Marty, serve it with duck, and what we do is we get grilled red pepper, and we put that into the polenta, but we actually get a coarser, so it's not the fine instant polenta, it's a coarser one, and we roll it into a sausage shape, we slice it, and we pan fry it with duck. It works really well. So it's crispy, it's like a little potato cake. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
So this one is a soft, soft. So that's done. Your lamb then, what you're going to do is you're going to literally pan fry that in a little bit of oil and butter, a little bit of salt. Some prosciutto slices. If you can, in the oven, it's a great little garnish, this. Crisp them up, or under the grill is even quicker, sorry. And then on a tray, your prosciutto slices, and they give texture.
Right.
So your lovely, soft, creamy polenta, which remember you need to get seasoning because it can be quite bland. And then your lovely pan fried liver with that crispy prosciutto. And then normally what they do in Italy is some sage leaves. They use a lot of sage. So sage is a lovely kind of a herb. They fry that off with the lamb liver, you know, in the pan, so you get that lovely flavour.
Lovely.
And then that's just one kind of a serving with that. No vegetables, nothing like that. It's just a very simple, good value dish.
But I always think with the herbs, like they have them grown outside the window.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have the weather.
Rosemary thyme.
And it's easily done. So it just becomes a natural thing that you just have.
Probably, like when I was there recording, like, I'll tell you what really stuck to me. Their wild rocket was incredible. I know it catches in your teeth. You've said that a few times.
No, if you have a filling or two. If you have the odd filling.
But you don't.
No,
of course you
don't. All my own.
No, your own.
Yeah.
And also their basil was incredible. The flavour, it must be the sun. It must be the sun, the intensity. And their beautiful soil. Like, I never tasted better basil.
Yeah.
It's still one of my favourites. The Napolina basil, we call it.
Napolina.
So, sage. Our lovely pan-fried liver. Do you know what? If you wanted to make this with the polenta, you could pan-fry a bit of chicken if you don't like that.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know. Not everyone.
I hear you.
Speaking of lambs.
I hear you.
Speaking of lambs, what are you doing now?
grilled lamb cutlets.
Okay.
My favourite.
Is it your favourite?
Oh, I love this.
Whereas I'd have the pork, you see.
Would you?
Yeah, would you?
Well, you could do that. Interesting. You could do this with pork chops too.
Okay.
So we're going to make up a lovely little kind of a marinade. So garlic, crushed garlic and lamb and rosemary.
Yes.
Three of the great combinations. A little bit of honey in this.
Oh, lovely.
Now, sometimes I put a splash of balsamic if I do this at home, just over the lamb, and lemon zest works really well.
Okay.
It's not in the recipe, but lemon zest.
Okay.
So you marinate your lovely lamb cutlets. This is a great one for the barbecue. Really good one.
Okay.
So you marinate it for about maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Get your lovely Irish quality assured lamb cutlets. You can get them trimmed. They're called French kind of the rack of lamb. Cut them into it. I like the lovely lamb cutlets. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Not the shoulder ones,
French,
the loin ones.
What's French?
French rack. French trimmed is just trimmed
right.
A rack of lamb, so it is.
Okay.
With the chine bone removed. You know, like a centre, like
yes,
if you're doing
just
a roast.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Marty, grill off your lamb. We're going to do this with some courgettes, so that can go on the barbecue too. So slice them nice and thick, because if you're barbecuing the lamb, they'll probably take about maybe 15 to 18 minutes until they're lovely and charred.
Yeah.
You can serve them pink, of course. Room temperature, really important. Take them out at room temperature. Season them with salt and pepper and a couple of sprigs of rosemary. Some baby potatoes, the new season potatoes.
Lovely.
Steam them, boil them, whatever way you want to. A little bit of mint. And then with this, pardon me, a little bit of salad and some goat's cheese on the side. Now, this is optional. It's not essential. I think the lamb on its own is so beautiful.
And you you have a special supplier, don't you, for your goat's cheese?
Oh, yeah. We have a lovely one. And well, we've sent Tola, which are based in County Clare.
We get our
lovely cheese from Sheridan's, and also Carleggy cheese, which is produced in Cavan. Fantastic producer. So, yeah, there's lots on our salad. I've yet to taste a strong Irish goat's cheese.
Oh, really?
Genuinely.
Well, that's
yeah, you don't want to work well with this, the goat's cheese, and if you had some sun-dried tomatoes, you know, a bit of salad there.
It's gorgeous.
Isn't it nice?
Gorgeous. Could you do the same? You mentioned it earlier with pork.
Oh, absolutely.
Literally the same.
You could, exactly. Or chicken.
You could do the exact same.
It would work really, really well.
Yeah.
That little marinade. You could put in a spice. Sometimes I put in smoked paprika, but the olive oil, the balsamic is delicious in that. And the wee bit of honey for sweetness, Marty.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. That's grilled lamb chops, in this case, with courgettes and lemon, or spring lamb's liver and scallops with sage and soft polenta.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds very
good.
Sounds very good. So I must get cracking at that over the weekend.
cracking at that. Good man.
Now,
I'll tell you.
I'm just thinking of all the lambs listening to us this morning.
Don't go there.
All the lambs.
Mary had a lamb.
She did. Mm-hmm. Babe, that's what we play. We play the music.
Babe is a pig.
Babe is a pig. But, Babe is a pig. Well, I'm talking about pork, aren't I?
Sorry. Fair enough. It's your show, I'll allow you.
No, but fair to see you did catch me out on that one. There's no hiding place on that one. Babe is, in fact, a pig.
Just because I watched the film.
I know, yeah.
So I did.
I'm going to have to play Mary Had a Little Lamb now.
Oh, sorry, Mert.
Paul McCartney, he recorded, and Wings, they recorded Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Really?
Paul McCartney, he did.
Brilliant. That'll be nice.
Yeah, that'll be for all the lambs I've loved before.
I know.
Thanks for a minute.
You're a gas.
Safe home.
Thank
That's
you.
Gas
lamb. See you next week.
I'd forgotten the babe was a pig.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dun Stores Simply Better. Dun Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.